It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What kind of course?
A 9-hole short course.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's the monster?
Where did he come from?
The little blue fluffy thing with an eye in it.
The what?
This is Marconi award-winning.
Well, you didn't like him, huh?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Did I dump that?
That was the monster.
Oh, you are the gift that keeps on giving.
God.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the emergency brake of the week brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. And by the way, we've had a lot of e-brakes during this very difficult time. We're broadcasting in a different way, safer at home. And that has contributed to a number of e-brakes. But some of this is just on the actual hosts themselves. And that includes Norm, the all-timer, the Hall of Famer. Norm Hitchkiss as candidate number one. You know, they had their big cookies debate yesterday, their top five, bottom five cookies and vegetables on the Normandy invasion. And Norm was trying to talk about one of his favorite cookies that featured macaroons. And I didn't know you could try to do this to a macaroon.
Mine before that, Mike, was macaroon, and I'll tell you why, Julie, because you cannot dip a macaroon in milk. If you dick it, if you
what? Whoa. Well, if you do that to a macaroon, Norm, then you're barking up another tree.
You can't dip it in milk or dip it in the pool.
I'm sorry.
At school,
take it to the pool.
Whoa. You take your what into the pool?
Wow, Norm.
There's number 115 right there. There it is.
All right, you got to go up against kimchi.
Yeah, kimchi might have something to say about that.
But if you dip it, you can leave it in there.
Now he's back to the point now.
But if you dip dip. I feel your pain on that one, Norm, when you're trying to say dip. Like after school,
why do you feel?
At school,
just play it in the pool.
Whoa!
I don't have to play it again.
It's still funny. There's so many syllables in such a short amount of time.
It's got a little crossed up. Okay,
well, let's hear it again.
At school, take a dick in the pool.
All right, one more time with Norman.
Mine before that, Mike. Was macaroon, and I'll tell you why, Julie, because you cannot dip a macaroon in milk. If you dick it, if you
what?
Whoa.
Well, if you do that to a macaroon, Norm, then you're barking up another tree.
You can't dip it in milk or dip it in the pool.
I'm sorry.
At school, take it to the pool.
Whoa. You take your what into the pool?
Wow, Norm.
There's number 115 right there. There it is.
Oh, you got to go up against kimchi.
Yeah, but kimchi might have something to say about that.
But if you dip
when you
it,
do
you
dip the cookie,
but
if
hour,
the macaroon is then placed into the milk, I did it for the cookie. There is Norm as candidate number one. Candidate number two. Here's another misspeak. This is on Corby Davidson. They were talking about that replay of last year's Masters, won by Tiger Woods, an incredible comeback story, very emotional at the end where he sees his mom and he sees his kids. Well, he has a son named Charlie, which is no big deal, but when you put these words in front of his name, you get an e-brake.
So when you see him turn that corner after he makes the putt and starts walking up and he sees that little Charlie, I don't know how old he is, 10, something like that.
Whoa. Yeah.
Start run.
Is that because you were thinking of Tiger's mom?
No, it's not.
Sounds like it, sir.
So he sees Charlie running down the hill toward him and they embrace and he starts describing that.
That's so
oh
mad.
My God, that's funny.
Okay, so
I'm offended.
For younger people not aware of history, in Vietnam, they referred to the soldiers referred to the enemy as Charlie, correct?
Charlie, yes.
His second statement is almost funnier and more shocking when you see Charlie running down, the hill at you.
I know. It all sounds like Vietnam.
Then he realized what he said.
Tiger is a Koblen Asian. It's very offensive.
Man, and I love Mino's placement of the whoa.
Yeah. Drop,
which triggered Corby's laughter.
I cannot believe we've gotten that much mileage out of that Dick Van Dyke drop.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Do you remember what you stopped him down with?
It was something. I said something about his name.
Oh, yeah.
Ironically, right, having the term.
Yes.
Two
D words?
Yes, the two D words in his name are somewhat ironic and contradictory to me. But
and that's what he said.
That's what his response was.
He goes, whoa.
Kind of shut my eye on. All right, let's hear Corby one more time.
So when you see him turn that corner after he makes the putt and starts walking up, and he sees that little Charlie, I don't know how old he is, 10, something like that. Whoa.
Yeah.
Start run.
Is that because you were thinking of Tiger's mom?
No, it's not.
Sounds like it,
sir.
So he sees Charlie running down the hill toward him, and then in place he starts trying that.
Second pitch there.
I think what triggered the whole thing was when he said, that little Charlie.
Yeah, that little. It said so.
If he had said
that little Charlie,
if he had said little Charlie running down the hill, it wouldn't have been as bad. But that little right. Charlie, God, that's funny.
Oh, Corby.
And I love Corby's. Gosh. I love his first chuckle when he realizes what that sounded like, and then it goes into the dolphin laugh.
I didn't mind him have that at the ready. The Dick Van Dyke. Whoa,
God, that's funny. One more time, please.
Okay.
So when you see him turn that corner after he makes the putt and starts walking up, and he sees that little Charlie, I don't know how old he is, 10, something like that.
Whoa. Yeah.
Start run.
Is that because you were thinking of Tiger's mom?
No, it's not.
Sounds like it,
sir.
So he sees Charlie running down the hill toward him, and they embrace him. He starts describing that.
Charlie running down the hill.
Oh my God, where was this golf tournament?
Oh man.
Why was Tiger faced with that at a golf tournament?
I don't know. That is Corby. Corby is candidate number two.
Oh my God.
All right. Here's another funny guy on the ticket, Dan McDowell. He fancies himself as a sports comedian, and they were talking about going to the dentist. This was during crosstalk, right? Jer,
that's correct.
Between 10 and noon. So it's right at noon. And Dan and Jake are getting ready to go. They're talking about going to the dentist. And Dan cracks a rather unfortunate joke, and he just keeps burying himself into a very large hole.
Are dentist offices closed, right?
Open.
Yes.
My wife had a chipped tooth this weekend, and we were able to get in just fine.
Oh, I have a mate. I have a May 20th dentist appointment. You think I need to?
It's not funny.
I don't know. I mean, like the. You know what? It's going to sound terrible to explain this joke.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want you to think that I was referring to your wife as someone who is blind and walked into a door. That would be over the line, and I shouldn't joke about that. I was doing a funny domestic violence joke as a woman.
Oh, okay. So domestic violence funny.
I walked into a door, and now I realize there was just no way to say that on the air was just wrong. And for you guys to say that I said that doesn't show that you haven't been paying attention to how I've been changing the way I do things over the last 5 years. And you're not noticing it. And I'm pretty pissed.
Don't play Miss Little Red Riding Hood over here, Jer.
Follow that? Do you understand, Jer? I didn't mean to insult her for being blind.
No, I got what you're implying.
I meant to joke about you, the most docile man I know, who, of course, is the hold really low now? Like, can I get out of this hole? There's no way, right?
No, keep digging, man.
Wow. The explanation of the joke by Dan is pretty incredible.
Explanation is worse than that.
He just realizes that this is not getting any better. Amazing. All right, so those are your three candidates, three very strong candidates, Norm, Corby, or Dan. Let's be careful. Let's all vote responsibly at 888-787-1310. Hello.
Yes,
you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. Let me vote for the Master Amigo himself, Corby Davidson.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey, is this Picks Against the P1?
No. No, this is e-break.
Okay, well, then give me Norm.
Okay. You just figure it's got to be Norm if it's an e-break. Hello. You're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Use this! This is fake Christmas! Give me Norm!
I don't think he has that kind of accent.
It almost sounded like Stan Andersky.
Right.
Yeah, but at least he had...
Yeah, the music going in the background.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Sports caller, you're on the air.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Why is there vibrato on it now? Yes, we'll take the call.
So listen all week on KLCF, Lucifer Radio, and Coco has a couple quick hits. One, Coco excited that Gordo likes British virtual band Gorillaz.
Oh, yes, yes, I did say how I like Gorillaz.
That's Bunker Muser, my guess. Gorillaz, Coco favorite band also.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
we
figured
that
as much.
Yeah.
Coco also preparing for NFL draft next week, and Coco has favorite player.
Who is that?
Mid-round prospect. University of Florida defensive end Jabari Zuniga.
Coco must
be careful though with last name Zuniga.
Yeah, keep going, Coco.
Yep.
Coco exhibit extreme courage this week and not consult anyone. Coco just vote on hold because Coco already impartial now.
Oh, not you. Don't start that.
Wow.
Coco vote for soon to be 113 dipping docking Norm.
Docking.
Thanks, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal size, Mornborn.
Oh,
die.
My gosh. Hello, you're on the ticket. You are on the air.
Did I get the Courage or the Satellite Boys?
Courage Boys.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, hey, this is Paul Hardcastle reminding you that the average age of an American soldier in Vietnam was?
19. No, 19.
I love you.
Guess that's a Corby vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, Muses.
Who's this?
Morning.
Blues artist Willie Broke Job Calhoun calling in. Want to vote responsibly.
You don't sound like you did before.
Well, this is Willie Broke Jaw Calhoun.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah. All right.
Who you like? Who you going to vote for, Broke Jaw?
Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here we go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Cheap. Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
I wonder how long it took him to write that blues song.
If I was him, I would have gone with the joke of just keep doing the open guitar riff over and over again and see how long we would ride it out.
It took a while. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Good morning, users. How are you?
Who is this, Michelle Wee?
No, this is Brandon.
Who?
Huh?
Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy?
Yes, I'm so excited, cold. I'd like to vote for domestic violence, Dan. Thank you.
Gosh, what a mess that is.
That is a mess.
So for Dan, though.
A little respect.
He's also known as domestic violence man
now. I don't
now.
Think he's going to go with that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
On behalf of Dutch Pentameter, I'd like to vote for Dirty Ben Franklin.
Okay, there's a Dan vote there. Whatever happened to Dutch? I hadn't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like he got promoted somewhere.
Yeah, you'd think. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for my false sanctuary using the technique of ultramodern for Norm.
Okay. false sanctuary. That was a term you coined last week, George.
False sanctuary?
Was it a false sanctuary?
A what? Everybody reared up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Reginald Sykes Bornborn?
No.
Hmm.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, George, last weekend I was really touching when you started getting teared up and choked up by talking about all the unemployed sex workers at your COVID-69 sex party.
Gosh.
That's hilarious, dude.
COVID-69.
Really funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. I'd like to vote responsibly for Dan's Curb Your Enthusiasm E-Break.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Who's this?
Who's this? Is this our gal pal, Susan Hawk?
Nah, man. This is just Stoner Boy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, give me Norm. Forget it.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. Even with that give up, we have ourselves a winner. Number 113, believe, for Norm.
Mine before that, Mike, was Macaroon, and I'll tell you why, Julie. Because you cannot dip a macaroon in milk.
Well, if you do that to a macaroon, Norm, then you're barking up another tree.
You can't dip it in milk or dip it in the pool.
I'm sorry. At
school, I'll
take your head to the pool.
Whoa. You take your one to the pool?
Oh, wow, Norm.
There's number 113 right there. There it is.
Oh, you got to go up against kimchi.
Yeah, kimchi might have something to say about that.
But if you dip it, you can leave it in there a half an hour.
Now, I know Norm is like Kentucky or Duke, but slight upset here in that Corby didn't take this thing as well as he was playing.
I would have voted for Corby mainly because it made me laugh the most.
Yeah. And so unintentional, but it's Norm, and that is what, Fernando?
113 for Norman. How about another soda, Mayor Hitzkus?
All right, way to go, Norm. Way to go.